From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. President Bush's top strategist has agreed to testify a fourth time before the grand jury that's investigating the unauthorized release of a CIA operative's name. But this time, the ground rules are different. This time, Karl Rove's testimony is not protected by a guarantee that it would not be used against him if he is indicted. Well, joining us now to talk about the latest turn in this two-year-old drama is NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. And Don, what do we know about this testimony, and have we heard from the special prosecutor in the case, Patrick Fitzgerald?
We have not heard from Patrick Fitzgerald. He's been very low-key throughout. He doesn't hold press conferences, doesn't do interviews. We have our information from several other sources quoting the lawyer who is representing Karl Rove in this case. And he has said that Rove has not received what's called a target letter, a letter that would inform him that the grand jury is considering charges against him right now. So we know that much. But it is still possible that he could get one of those letters. And if he does get a target letter at some point, that means an indictment could very well be coming and soon thereafter. If that were the case, you could expect Rove not to go back and testify this next time, not wanting to risk incriminating himself. Again, we're not at that point right now. We do know that since July, Karl Rove was the source for at least one reporter, Matt Cooper of Time magazine. Again, we found that out this past summer. Cooper has testified about his conversations that he had with Rove back in July of 2003 regarding Valerie Plame.
Now, we should remind folks here, Valerie Plame Wilson, her married name, is the CIA agent here.
Right. And her name was first revealed in a column by columnist Bob Novak back in July of 2003. She is married to former Ambassador Joseph Wilson. He had been a very strong critic of the Bush administration's stated reasons for going to war in Iraq.
The White House at that time was trying to cast doubt on Wilson's mission and motives and credibility.
Exactly. And that is where all this began. But it really hasn't been easy to prove all the elements, you know, necessary for the crime that Patrick Fitzgerald originally set out to investigate. He's been interviewing people. He's been gathering information. It could be that some of the testimony he's taken up to now could lead to charges of perjury or obstruction of justice. It is a crime to knowingly reveal the identity of someone who works undercover as a CIA operative. The key phrase is knowingly. We could get charges along those lines as well. But again, we don't know at this point what Patrick Fitzgerald is thinking, what he's been able to prove, and what he may do.
So just where does Fitzgerald stand in all this?
We are expecting him to wrap all of this up shortly. He just interviewed Judith Miller of the New York Times, who had gone to jail to avoid testifying for 85 days. Her source, Scooter Libby, who is in the White House Vice President's office, the chief of staff, released her, allowed her to testify. So we know he is a source on the Plame story. We know that Rove is. But again, we don't know if Fitzgerald has actually found something that he can bring indictments on.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne. Don, thank you.
My pleasure.